I'd like to say good evening to everyone. The city of Iqaluit is now going to proceed with their meeting number 8 today, June 23, 2026 at 6 o'clock p.m. Thank you. I'm pleased to be back. I was away for a little while. This evening, Abraham Takalik and Liza Aipili, thank you for being available to support the city. Prior to the start of our meeting, let's now hold a moment of silence. Thank you. There's no swearing in. Perhaps at the next meeting, there probably will be, though, and as we expect that to happen. And now, adoption of agenda. We have two items that we added under new business, which is now number 17, road improvement project, rather 7G and 7H, long-term water project. Those are now added to our new business. Excuse me. With the addition, we need a mover to adopt. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Kunuk. Questions, comments? I see none to the motion. What about online? Thank you for being available online. And that has passed. Now to the minutes. Public meeting or public hearing minutes dated May 26. We need a mover. Moved by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Questions, comments? I see none. To the motion. Within the House, everybody's unanimous. How about online?
Make unanimous.
And carried. City Council meeting 7 minutes dated May 26. We need a mover. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Questions, comments? I see none to the motion. Unanimous in the chamber. How about online?
We're going to make it.
And carried. Thank you. The next item is declaration of interest.
Declare for the third item of 10A, the GP committee recommendations. GP 26-40.
Wait a minute, could you meet Shepherd?
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Anyone else? And now move along on our agenda. We have a delegation and there's concerns regarding short-term rentals. There's a verbal report. Kenny can come up to the mic now. And you could proceed with your concerns.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and councillors. I'm going to be short. I see you have a really long meeting ahead of you, and I know what that's like. So as you can see, I'm here for short-term rentals or Airbnbs. They're becoming increasingly more popular in the city. One of the problems I see is that now it's not the mom and pop that is renting out a room to make a few dollars to help pay for their mortgage or rent. It's these standalone three-bedroom, four-bedroom houses that are being taken off the market by companies, corporations. There's multiple companies in town that have multiple units that are standalone units, as operating as Airbnbs. They're not on, you know, Airbnb the brand. They're typically using their own branding, their own websites. And I had come here to ask you to ban them, but through my research, I found that the city already has a rule in place about short-term rentals. And that rule is from section 5.7 of zoning bylaw 899. It states a number of things, but first it states short-term rentals shall only be permitted in a primary resident, which means the same thing I am not against, that if you live in the house and you want to rent out your bedroom or two bedrooms, that it is permitted under the current bylaw. But it goes on to clarify that even if you wanted to rent out your entire unit, you can only do that 180 times a year. And this is already in our zoning bylaw 899. You know, council adopted these rules a number of years ago because housing matters. We've recognized year after year the importance of housing in the territory, in the city, especially as we grow exponentially. In 2021, this council accepted a housing action plan developed by the Mayor's Housing Task Force, which identified that the city in itself needed 1,400 units just to catch up to current realities. You know, I'm not asking you to create a new bylaw. I'm not asking, you know, staff to do any extra work other than, you know, I'm asking council to direct staff to enforce the current bylaw, report back to council on a regular basis about, you know, how many short-term rentals are in the city, how many have had enforcement actions against them, how many have business license actions against them. If we enforce these rules, you know, every one of those units is a family that can't have a house. And although, you know, we obviously as a territory, as a city, need to add as much housing as possible, we should protect our current stock as well. And a lot of times these businesses are, you know, predatory in nature, and I'm not, you know, trying to be negative towards these companies. It's just that they're taking advantage of an already broken system. Council have recognized that. They've made these rules. They're in place for a purpose. You know, if council so wishes, it would be nice to see a motion directing administration to enforce the laws that are, that currently exist. That is my concern. Again, you know, it's been kind of an issue for a number of years. It's just, if you notice now online, the amount of multiple different companies owning multiple different full housing units is becoming a very concerning issue when, you know, a lot of our residents are trying to purchase houses and can't, because these larger businesses are buying up all the properties. So that's my my spiel today. Happy to take any questions or concerns from any of the councillors or mayor.
President McKinney, any question?
Thank you, Kenny. Questions or comments?
Shepherd.
Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Nice to have you back in chambers. I sat at the table with you when we passed that bylaw. I'm very familiar with it. I share your concern with the proliferation of short-term rentals during a housing crisis. It's completely unacceptable to me. One of the issues that's arisen over time is the ability to enforce that. And I don't think there's been a perfect answer to that over the years. You know, there can be some work that we can take away and look at when it comes to the business licensing side and the planning and development side, along with municipal enforcement, to kind of come up with a plan to look at that going forward. This bylaw came into effect November 2021. You know, some of these properties were operating under that model prior to that and would be essentially legal non-conforming after that date. So I think there's some work to be done. I think it's worthwhile to do the work to limit the expansion or proliferation of these types of property uses. Like you say, housing should come first. Housing for our residents should come first. And, you know, until such a time where we can meet the basic needs of everybody in town, I don't think we should allow any expansion of this type of use in town. I'm adamantly opposed to it, and definitely have some takeaways here from this here today. Thank you.
When they make good to me, Shepherd.
Thank you, Councilor Shepherd. Kenny? Are you in the mood?
Council at the time saw a need and saw probably a national issue that we've, you know, seen coming that would eventually be negative to the city, and it's here. You know, I've noticed over the last year one particular company that has been before council multiple times trying to tear down units they've purchased to then develop a multiplex, and have been denied. And now that company is now Airbnb being the units out. You know, it's, again, it's predatory in nature. And they have to make their money. I get it, and I'm not trying to, again, be disparaging to these companies because, as we know, we need as many businesses, small businesses, as you can have in our small town as well. When we have, hundreds, if not 1,000 or more people displaced in our city, and people with money, not just talking about homeless people, not just talking about transients, there's individuals in town that have been trying to buy properties for, 10, 15 years and just keep on and can't compete with the business that is then going to turn around and rent this place out. So although I do agree that, some places would definitely be for that. Most of them, however, are not and are not conforming to the current bylaw. There's already very strong rules and regulations and enforcement capabilities of the planning development officer and municipal enforcement related to business licenses. From the planning development officer side point, it's did they have a development permit? Are they allowed to be operating a business in this location, that area of town? You see just recently one of the biggest properties in the city was just purchased and turned into an Airbnb. Now, most people are not going to be able to afford that house. Don't get me wrong; it was very expensive, and I don't know what the total amount was, but I'm sure it was over $1 million. But there are people in town that are looking for those $1 million houses and do have the money to do that, and instead are taking an apartment, most likely offered by the government or another corporation or business that is offering staff housing, that is taking away from a person that needs that unit. I agree. There needs to be work done. I'm hoping that city will start making movement on that and just continue the good work you guys are doing.
When to make?
Thank you. Mr. Bell, we've heard your comments. Perhaps we can think about this and the councilors can proceed if they wish at some point. Thank you. Next delegation. Real Life Research Institute, Ernest Lequimbo, Project Manager. Is he here? Ikiakutikut,
Thank you so much, Honorable Mayor, Deputy Councillor Kim, and Anglicac in the absentia, and all the other councillors here present. I'm joining you from Rankin Inlet on a retreat, and I'm coming again like we did last year just to seek your approval for a venue at AWG and support to organize the same events, the Kaliwit Love and Unity Race. Last year, you supported us and we were able to host a very successful event that brought together the city and athletes to enjoy, have fun, and learn the culture of this city that we are in. And today we are hoping to meet on the 27th of June again to bring the city together in a foot feast and a soccer match, which we're hoping that the city of Iqaluit will join us and the councillors, as well as Councillor Anglicac, who are athletes in the house, Councillor Deputy Mayor Kim, who was with us last year, and hoping that everyone in the city and the council will join us in this very important event to celebrate Multiculturalism Day, which is on celebrated by the first on June 27. As Real Life Research Institute, we hope to increase the collaboration of the city. We want to be able to bring in more inclusivity, and we appreciate the openness of the city to accept us and continuously work with us to see that the city is more united. We do not have any hopes to be able to get this done without you, but if we get this approval, we'll begin advertising, and we pray that the city, through the motion of support today, will be able to assist us in advertising and also mobilizing for these events. Multiculturalism Day is celebrated all over Canada, and we want to make sure that the city of Iqaluit is not left behind. And today, we are coming to seek your approval for the use of the venue AWG, as we did last year, and also other facilities like the tents, and with support from your staff. I see a lot of items on the agenda. I do not have a lot to say other than saying that I wish you a successful session today, and I pray that our wish will be granted through your motion of support. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Comments? Deputy Smith?
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Ernest. The run was a lot of fun last year, so it's hopefully something that we can support again. I'm just curious, I'm sure you said it, but I might have missed it. What is the date that you are looking to host this event? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Deputy Mayor Kim. We are hoping to do this event on June 27 at AWG from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Thank you for that, Ernest. It's a pretty quick turnaround time here, so I'm not sure, and we can talk about this when we actually get to the item if we want to. So I'll hold off for a comment until we move down to new business. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ernest. We'll move with that to new business. Thank you for talking to us on the Zoom. Moving on to our business. On the agenda, number 5, statements. Deputy Smith.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. I just want to take a quick moment to give a huge shout out to City of Iqaluit Recreation Team for putting on the Jimmy Killebuck Fun Run this weekend. It was an excellent event. I think it was the first time that it's actually been a sunny, beautiful day for this event. So it was really the weather held, and it was excellent. Staff put in a lot of work, and it was a lot of fun for the community and for me. Some of you might have seen me red in the face running through the park, but it was an excellent run, and I'm really, really happy it's an event that we're able to put on every year. So thank you very much to the City of Iqaluit Recreation Team.
Thank you, Deputy Smith. Councillor Kunuk.
Mayor,
I would like to first say that the city was speaking about the CD Hall, the City of Iqaluit. I'm grateful to the Department of Finance. I hope I'm understandable. And I was on a trip down to Edmonton. It was good to see part of the work as councillors and trying to improve our city. But the issue of climate change, it didn't seem too relevant for us. We heard about trees and flooding and forest fires were a lot of the discussion on that this topic. And our mayor was the first to speak Inuktitut there at the conference. It was good to see. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Kunuk. Yes, the mayor's conference in Edmonton and the senior staff was a large conference. There was over 2,000 delegates. It helps immensely for the work of councillors to better understand our work in the work that we're dealing with to improve our community and to clarify for us the funding sources available of different sources. We see projects. I also went to Inuvik, asked the mayors, White Horse, Yellowknife, Iqaluit, and Inuvik met with different delegations, and the main topic of discussion was the militarization of the north and the plans for the military, which Iqaluit is a part of, and the plans that they presented to us, what they plan to do in the future, and to work cooperatively as northern communities in the north in terms of defense and the work that is proceeding currently with the military focusing in the north. That was that from me. Also to say some thank you to the earlier night series of concerts and shows and events, and is grateful to for the community cleanup in Iqaluit. The community is a lot cleaner. We wish to remain that clean all the time. Anyone else? No more statements. No deferred business. New business. Decision item, Real Life Research Institute. Request for in-kind support, as presented earlier. Deputy Smith.
In this event last year, and it was a lot of fun, and I would be happy to support. I am a little bit concerned about the timeline. It seems like a very quick turnaround time, so I'm hoping that maybe Steve can speak to our current capacity. And you know, maybe if this date doesn't work, there's another date that could work down the line that we can work with, but hopefully Steve can speak to that a little bit. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks for recognizing capacity. The rec team, of course, with the summer camp ongoing, just finishing up the Jimmy Killebrook run, Canada Day just around the corner, and Nunavut Day as well. That timeline is extremely tight. We can check with the teams and see what a month from now looks like, possibly, but normally these things are planned very well in advance. So if council, understanding you made a motion of support to support this group last year, the event went well, we can do our best, but I have to caution the group up front that it's a tall order at this point in time. We will put our best foot forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Deputy Smith.
Aaron, thank you, Steve. I know Ernest is still on the line. Ernest, would a later date in the summer, something that might be more easily accommodatable with our recreation staff, be something that your organization would be open to? Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Kim. I think we have volunteers that can be able to support our event on the June 27 because it's a national day celebration, which does not fit an alternate date. And in addition, we also had support from the Government of Nunavut Community Service. So the food that we're going to be providing is already sponsored by them. So there's not a lot to be done from your part as the city, but we just need those facilities that we had last year to be able to make it efficient and also make sure that people enjoy the event and the soccer match as well.
My name is Ernest.
Thank you, Ernest. Councillor Shepherd.
Appreciate the effort and the partnership that's been put towards this to date, but I'm incredibly uncomfortable burdening our recreation department on very short notice like this with a proposal that does not seem to have yet been reviewed by our recreation team, realizing they've just come off of, you know, assisting with Elianite with the in-kind support, running an incredible run last week that went very successfully. I'd like to thank all of our rec team for that as well. 4 days notice is not adequate, unfortunately. If there's, you know, if it's something that could happen outdoors, you know, perhaps that's something that could be considered or running this in an alternative method. You know, there's additionally user groups that use facilities at certain times that, you know, require notice for issues like this. I'm just not comfortable with the timeline and the burden it would place on our recreation department at this point.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Councillor Shepherd. And my apologies, Ernest. I tend to agree. This is as much fun as I did have at the event last year. I would really hope that there'd be an alternative date that could work, but I just, with the current workload that we have on city recreation staff, I don't think that this is something that we're able to accommodate this quickly. But I would, if it is, I know this is a national celebration, but if it's something, you know, that it's would still be a worthwhile event regardless, I think, if it was on a different day. So if it is at all possible to arrange something later with your organization, I would be absolutely in favor of that. However, I just don't think that this is something that we can ask our recreation team to do at this time. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, when you make.
Thank you. Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. I don't think we're going to make any decision tonight on this. And I think that's understandable if that's okay. So next agenda item.
Monique.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Conducts tonight's prize draw. I would like to provide a brief overview of this year's community cleanup event. So, for context, the community cleanup is organized through a collaborative committee consisting of representatives from multiple departments of the Nunavut government, including environment, health, and community services, alongside also other partners such as World Wildlife Fund, Ampere, and of course the city of Iqaluit. This year's cleanup received tremendous support from the community. More than 2,000 cleanup bags and pairs of gloves were generously donated by Malneva Cleaning and CNK Services. Of these, about 1,500 to 1,700 cleanup kits were distributed at the event. Approximately 300 bags were provided to the school and 150 to the Correctional Healing Facility for their cleanup events efforts. We would also like to recognize and thank Kapitarvik and Intervic Support Services for the valuable assistance in supporting during the event. As in previous years, community participation was encouraged through generous contributions of local organizations and partners who donated a prize for tonight's draw. On behalf of the Community Cleanup Committee, I want to thank all of our sponsors, volunteer, and organizers who contributed to making this event another success. Deputy Mayor Smith will now conduct the prize draw.
Thank you for that, Dominic. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Mayor. And thank you to all those who participated in community cleanup. We've got 13 excellent prizes here, so I will start drawing names, but can I get like a little drum roll in the chambers, maybe? Okay. All right. So our first prize is a prize pack from World Wildlife Foundation. That is a cooler, French press, thermos, and some mugs. So the first prize goes to Connor Goddard. So congratulations, Connor. Our second prize, our next three prizes are all from Amper, and they are all Galaxy Tab A7 Lite tablets. So the first tablet will go to Caitlin Netzer. So congratulations, Caitlin. Our next tablet, will go to Faiza. Sorry, I'm having trouble reading the writing. Kupiboloi. So congratulations, Faiza. We can confirm the spelling on your name. And the third tablet will go to Robert Ikidluck. So congratulations, Robert. These are all our tablets. We have a few prizes here from the Department of Health. The first one is a fishing bundle. So the fishing bundle will go to Sophie Nakashuk. So congratulations, Sophie. The next prize from the Department of Health is a tent, which will be going to Lauren Perrin. So congratulations, Lauren. Next up, we have from the Department of Health again, a two burner stove. Some great prizes here, folks. That one will be going to Josephie Neglingink. Said that very poorly.
Nadlina.
Number seven. So the last one we have from the Department of Health is a chair, cooler bag, and an air mattress. So all good camping bundles here. That's going to Patricia Rocketnicki. Congratulations, Patricia. A few more to go here. The next one is from Arctic Ventures. So thank you once again to all our sponsors this evening. That is an adult bicycle with a 26-inch tire size. That is going to Raylene Isaac. So congratulations, Raylene. Our next prize is also from Arctic Ventures. That is a Travel Q propane barbecue. And that will be going to Stephen Branson. So congratulations, Stephen. Our next prize is from Northern Shopper, and that is a $250 gift card. And that's going to, I don't know if it says, I think it says Meredith Nelson. So congratulations. Our second last prize is from Nunavut SeaLink and Supply, and that is a $650 shipping credit. And that goes to Fred Odero Conadu. So congratulations, Fred. And last but absolutely not least, I'm going to give this a really good stir. We have a round trip ticket on Canadian North from Iqaluit to Ottawa. So it pays to go clean up the city, you guys. So, okay. The round trip ticket will go to Kira Deward. So congratulations, Kira. So that is all our prizes. Thank you once again to all our sponsors. Thank you to all our residents for coming out and helping to keep our city clean and clean it up, as well as to city recreation staff for helping and set everything up.
When I make Deputy Mayor Schmidt, you want to add more, Dominic?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith, for doing this draw. And I just want to let everyone know that we'll be contacting them tomorrow with information on how to collect their prizes.
When I make
that. That's wonderful. Thank you. And I know there were a lot of people involved and a lot of people cleaning up. On to our agenda, 7C.
Great to get close to the program. Dominic, officially.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm here tonight on behalf of an organization, the Create to Get Closer program. Is a community art initiative that brings together youth from diverse cultural backgrounds to collaboratively design and produce a large-scale mural that reflects their view of the environment and shared identity. The project is structured through a guided workshop and culminates in the permanent installation of the artwork in a public space, ensuring lasting community visibility. Participation includes the city, but also two distinct community groups who help lead the development of the mural. Administration is seeking council's approval to participate in this initiative and the authorization of an allocation of $3,000 to support the municipality's involvement, including coordination of materials, public installation, as well as approve the permit to get Create to Get Closer program to recognize the city's participation in its promotional material, as well as use the city logo for program items such as beret, aprons, and also used during its activities. More information can be provided if council has further questions.
Thank you, Dominic. Questions to the floor?
I think this is, thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Dominic. I think this is a great, great project. I know it says, at either, you know, the City Hall or Aquatic Center, I would actually really push for City Hall. I find if we can mount this in our hallway there, I think that would be lovely. It's a pretty barren spot, and I think this would be a great way to bring some more of Iqaluit into the Iqaluit City Hall. So, absolutely in favor.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Councillor Shepherd.
Just wondering if you can maybe elaborate on what the expectation for the outcome of this is. Like, what is being produced? Is it a paper-based picture that'll get hung on the wall? Is it public mural that would be applied on the outside of a wall? If you just maybe just highlight what we think this is going to look like at the end of the day.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. And over to you, Dominic.
For the question. So to provide context, the mural itself is painted on either plywood or alu panel, depending on ultimately our choice. The current budget allocates for alu panel as the highest cost item. The organization recommends alu panel if the mural is to be put outside and plywood if the mural is to be put inside. The average mural size is 16 feet by 8 feet. But it can be made smaller if our request is to have a smaller mural. As far as the municipality's involvement, our participation is pretty limited in the creation of the mural. We retain the ownership of the mural after the program is done. The murals are painted in the schools. Usually they use school gyms. They haven't confirmed yet how they will work with the schools. They're still looking for a second school partner. So there is a possibility that this project does not go ahead if they cannot secure an English-speaking school partner.
Thank you.
Schmidt. Before that, Councillor Shepherd wanted to add more.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, with that understanding, I'm not as opposed as I was earlier. We, as a city, we need to do more for public art in our community. We should take the lead to advocate for public art that recognizes the history of the city we live in, promotes Inuit culture, Inuit families that were founders in our city. We have a wide variety of public art right now that was not created by Inuit, and doesn't necessarily reflect the city that we want to be, aligning with our strategic plan And I would encourage economic development and any relevant city departments to work towards larger projects along those lines. But with my understanding of what this is actually going to be at the end of the day, I would second the motion at this point.
Moved by Jeffrey Mary Schmidt, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any comments and questions? Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. I guess I'd like to echo Councillor Shepherd in my long-standing wish that we do some historical representations, art slash history on the walls of our spaces. So the city hall hallways specifically has been the suggestion in the past. That's been made. I think that would be really valuable and important. That doesn't preclude support for this project, though. I do think it would be great if the group, the organization, could find a other partner schools so that it wasn't just one school. Hopefully we could bring youth together from multiple schools to participate in this. But I do think separate from this initiative, we really do need to work on a project for celebrating our past in some of our spaces that we control. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson.
We'll take that information. Thank you. Any questions, comments to the motion? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in house, Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Thank you. Unanimous. Motion carried. Now we're going to move to financial stuff. Request for decision 2026 operating budget amendment proposal. Peter, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, Council. Tonight I have two requests to present to Council. One for the operating budget and one for the capital budget. We'll start with the operating budget proposal. I have a list of proposed amendments to the operating budget totaling $916,000. So to preface that, first of all, is that yes, it does fit within the current budget framework, so that there's no concern that that we would be over budget if we did the amendment. And I've provided a list of the requests. Some of them are smaller than others, but in basic terms, for the Public Works Department, we're looking at some increased repair and maintenance costs. Current repair budgets are inadequate to cover some of the repair work that is currently underway, as well as there's a minor capital request for a light-duty trailer. For the Recreation Department, again, it's a lot of repair and maintenance, especially with the curling rink and the ice plant at the Arnitok Arena, as well as some electrical upgrades at the Arctic Winter Games Arena. For planning lands, the largest request is for $200,000 to implement the quarry management program. And then we do have some work under the information technology sections for network segmentation and evergreening of hardware. And this is an initiative to modernize the current computer systems networks that we have and move towards a more cloud-based approach. We also request to increase the mayor's travel budget from $2,000 to $30,000, $28,000 increase, and then some repair and maintenance requests from the fire department. Specifically for the fire hall, there's asbestos tiles that have to be removed and dealt with. We also have vehicle repair and maintenance for some of their fly-in, some of their technicians to work on the fire trucks, and we also have an EPCR system that requires some additional operational support for electronic records. So that's a quick list and overview of the operating budget requests. I'll turn it back to you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For any questions?
Going to make.
Thank you, Peter. Councillor Shepherd Nootunga, Deputy Smith Tuglakta, Ukausik Shade, Namaksaktui. Angakto. Kayusiyok. Amma Pekata Ilagyarot number 2.
Amendments to the capital budget. So these are project-based amendments. We have a list of several projects. Some of them are seeing their budgets being reduced, and some of them are seeing their budgets being increased. So with the fire hall, that budget is being reduced by $250,000. So it's just going to be minor repairs this year as they finish and finalize a long-term plan for upgrading the fire hall. The culvert replacement on Nipissus Street, they wanted to increase that by $1 million because the revised cost estimates based on 90% of the design drawings has also increased the estimated cost. So they're just increasing the budget in order to cover that. The apex paving and the plateau paving, initially we had $2 million each. Looking at the tenders and the bids that are coming in higher than expected, we're increasing that to $6.5 million in total for both projects. So it's a $1.25 million increase for each one. And that's to cover the expected price of the bid. For the sewer upgrades for AV 205 to 601, that's a reduction in $200,000. Again, the designs are currently being worked on to be completed. So they're just finishing that work and will not go into construction this year. And the sewer upgrades related to the concurrent activity with DMAF, they're reducing it by $1 million based on the tender results, so we've actually had some savings there. For the new water treatment plant, the scope and preliminary design, they're reducing that budget by $200,000 to reflect more accurately what their cash flow looks like. And with the DMAF for the long-term water project, this is 100% funded by the federal government, so we have some increases in this budget line to match the increased budgets and costs. So owner's engineering specialized studies, we're increasing that by $250,000. The SCADA upgrades, which is a computerized management system, is being increased by $75,000. And we have a critical pipe renewal, so we're increasing that by $4.85 million to match what we expect the actual bids to come in at for this project. The final one is we're going to be reducing the high school intersection improvements by $400,000 as no construction is expected this year, but they do expect that this will get pushed into the next year. So in total, we're looking for about $6.625 million in adjustments, increases, and decreases in total. All of these fit within the fiscal framework for the capital budget with the funding sources that we have and the funding from the city. So we're not in, we don't have a concern with respect to whether we can afford to pay for these adjustments or not. So it all fits in that. And I will turn it back to you, Mr. Mayor, if there's any questions or comments from the councillors. Thank you.
Going to make Peter.
Thank you. New Gertoba. Councillor Shepherd move. Councillor Shepherd. Councillor Kunuk second. Smith. All in favor? In house. Stevenson, Angakto.
Moving on to 7F. Request for decision planning report. Riku Kubadashki. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This evening, I will be presenting development permit application DP26-027 and survey sketch SK26-008 to permit two five-story, 58-unit apartment buildings. The development is located next to the city's core area, backing onto the Hospital Hill green space at 538 Nyakungusiariak Road, legally described as Plan 2105, Lot 860. Given the scale of the proposed development, council approval is required. Additionally, the proposed development relies on the site-specific rezoning under Bylaw 1036, which is up for a third reading tonight as well. Staff find that the proposed development to be supportable, as it is consistent with the general plan's residential community designation and advances the city's housing targets through infill. The required due diligence studies, including the traffic and snow and wind studies, have been completed by qualified experts, and they have both confirmed that the proposed buildings are supportable on the site, and all staff comments were addressed by the developer through several rounds of revisions. If council approves the recommended motion, development permit DP26-027 and survey sketch SK26-008 will be approved, with final issuance of the permit conditional on third reading of Bylaw 1036. If that reading is not given, the lot won't be zoned to support the development, and the permit will be withheld. The recommended motion is in the request for decision document, as well as the supporting documentation. I'm happy to answer any questions from council. And we also have in the gallery this evening Caleb Yue from NHC, as well as Paul Dick from Birchcliff Development. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Comments? Deputy Smith?
Not really a question, more of a comment. I'm obviously very happy to support this. I've been in favor of this development from the beginning. I did say some comments, I guess, in the last governance and priority meeting about, you know, as our city grows, we need to also think about, you know, intentional spaces. I know this development isn't going to be here for a while, but this is, you know, 116 families that we're talking about and a lot of children, so I think it would be really excellent if we could start thinking about, you know, if there is vacant kind of city land on that side of the street where we could look at constructing some sort of playground, because this is a huge influx of people into that area and it is a very busy road, so, and there'll be children. I think it would be a great thought. Like I said, this doesn't have to happen tomorrow, but just something to keep in mind. But I'm happy to move this at this time.
Thank you. Deputy Shepherd seconded. Stevenson. Thank you.
Go for the presentation. I have a question about sidewalks. So I did see that there's a road widening as part of the survey sketch. And I know that the swale that was created on the side of that road has solved the pothole issues that used to plague this city at the base of the hill by the water pumping station. I'm assuming that the swale, that's the little sort of ditch, paved ditch along the side of the road, will be maintained, but will there be a sidewalk area reserved, and is there any form of sidewalk being built? You see now in June the heavy foot traffic of people commuting to work by foot, which is beautiful and important to support. So I'd be interested to know what the sidewalk plan is for this long stretch of road.
I'm going to make it to me, Stevenson.
Thank you, Councilor Stevenson.
I will pass it to Birchcliffe, who can comment further on the sidewalk. But yes, the road widening typically does leave space for sidewalk infrastructure, and that's typically why we take road dedications to make room for sidewalk infrastructure as well. But I can also pass it on to the developer to further comment on that as well.
I'm going to make Rico.
Thank you, Rico.
Thank you, Mayor Awa, and thank you, Councillor Stevenson. Yes, we can confirm that a sidewalk is required along the entire length of the property line on the street, and it will be constructed that way. So, yes, we can confirm that.
I'm going to make
Thank you. Nunavut Housing. Romine?
It's important that we both keep the drainage and the sidewalk, so that's great.
Okay, thank you. Any other comment, question? Being none for the motion, all in favor? Motion unanimous in House. Councilor Stevenson?
In favor.
Thank you. Motion carried. We've got two new additions to 7G.
Two additions to 7G.
Recommendation of award verbal, Kevin and Bill. Kevin, go ahead.
Good evening, and thank you, Mayor Awa. There's two motions we're looking to council for tonight. The first is for the critical pipe renewal. And we're seeking approval to award a construction contract, excuse me, for a critical pipe renewal.
The roof improvement.
Did I get them out of order?
Both the same. Yeah, go ahead. We can move on. Could a long-term water project?
Pardon me?
I have a couple of them. First one is road improvement project.
Okay, I got them out of order. My apologies.
Go ahead.
So the road improvement project is a paving contract, and we're seeking approval to award the construction contract for road improvements. And that's on the Apex Road from the Apex Bridge coming up the hill, approximately 750 meters, and on the plateau from the pharmacy coming up the hill, about 550 roughly meters. The work was publicly tendered through competitive open process in accordance with the city procurement bylaw. And we're recommending the award of the contract to the only bidder. We had one bidder, and it was Pilatech Enterprises, and we're suggesting or recommending award to Pilatech in the amount of $6,441,300 plus GST.
Thank you. Kevin, question, comment, Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Kevin. Just very quick clarification, just due to the immense interest in a project like this. This does include essentially somewhat re-engineering the roads as well as paving and hard surfacing on both those sections of road, correct?
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Kevin?
Yes, there would be some re-engineering. We're trying to minimize that and get as much value for our money and get the asphalt extended as quick as possible, but it would include improvements to the ditch, some regrading of the and reshaping of the road, and then paving it and trying to, like I said, maximize the benefit and the value.
We're going to make Kevin. So it looks like.
Thank you, Kevin.
Move and Deputy Mayor Smith second for the approval. Any question on the motion? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous. And how is Councilor Stevenson?
In favor.
Thank you. Motion carried. Second one is long-term water project. Kevin, back to you.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. I guess we're back where I started, and I apologize again for getting them out of order. The second project we're looking for Council's approval is the award of a critical pipe renewal, and that's part of the long-term water program. And we're seeking approval for the construction services for long-term critical pipe renewal, and that's in the lower Iqaluit area. The scope includes replacing existing ductile iron pipe, which is a key performance indicator for the long-term water program. In addition to that, when we have some of these areas dug up, we'll replace sanitary sewers, there's new access vaults, et cetera. Again, this project was publicly tendered through a competitive bid process in accordance with the city procurement bylaw. We received three bids. The bids were reviewed by the engineer of record and city staff, and staff are recommending an award to the low bidder, Tower Arctic Limited, in the amount of $7,670,235 or $235 plus HST.
Thank you, Kevin. You move. Councilor Shepherd moved, and Deputy Mayor Smith second. Any comments and questions to the motion? Councilor Kunuk.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Is this pipe is going to be buried like other ones? Buried underground?
Yes.
Thank you, Councilor Kunuk. Questions, Kevin?
In answer to your question, yes, the pipes will be buried underground.
Thank you. Kevin, addition, Councilor Kunuk.
Thank you. No, just a comment that I don't know why we put pipes underground up here in the north. By now, we should be learning to do better, that better for the Arctic and easier to maintain, like Greenland. Sister Kam.
Thank you, Councillor Kunuk. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Kevin. Just to your comment, Councillor Kunuk, I think, in new developments, maybe that's something that would be reasonable and might work, but this is an existing pipeline in an existing neighborhood that's already been designed around underground pipelines, so it doesn't really leave us the option for this particular project to really change the engineering in a significant way like that. But thank you.
Going to make 2 minutes, Smith.
Thank you, Deputy Smith. That's understandable. Yes.
Being none, all in favor? Unanimous. And House Councilor Stevenson?
In favor.
Thank you. Unanimous. Motion carried. We are now moving to 7I. That's the appointment city councilor. The city receives 7 applications for the vacant council seat. If there are no comments or questions on the item, council will vote on which candidate they should like to select. Ballots are placed on the folder on each council desk. I was looking for it. It's this piece of order, Folter. On your ballot, assign each candidate a score of 7, highest to 1, I think, being the, yeah. Your most desired candidate should receive 7 score, and the least desired should receive 1 score. So 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I think that's what you know. So you have no duplicate scoring. There's only one B candidate. Once you have complete marking candidate, fold your ballot and file. Give it to Brianna. We're going to take, Deputy Mayor Smith.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. This is more of a comment. I'm not going to change the process that we're doing here tonight, because I know we have colleagues elsewhere that are already, voting using this process. I think, and hopefully, this is not something that we have to do again. It's nice if we can just keep a full council for the whole term, but historically that hasn't worked out for us. But in the future, I'd be interested in exploring a different selection process instead of the ranking of all candidates. Perhaps, we all write our top 3, and if there's a clear winner from that, so be it. And if not, we take anyone who's tied, and then we do it again until we end up with one. I think it would be a process that would make more sense to me, that can't be manipulated. Not saying that this is manipulated. In the same way as you can, kind of artificially rank people with this method. I think it would be, going forward, a more effective method that I would like for us to explore. But once again, hopefully we never have to do it again. So, thanks.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith.
While we're voting or scoring, we're going to have a 5-minute break. It's 7:13. I'll be back at 7:18. Aha. Okay. We got a result. We got the highest number of 7 and highest tie, but the highest number of 7 will have Kulula Machaji. Yeah. Kutula Machaji. Kutula Machaji will be our new Councillor. We're going to need a motion to appoint. May I move by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any question, comment to the motion? Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Cthulhu was on council when I first joined. I'm looking forward to working with him again. I know he'll bring an incredible wealth of experience and knowledge to council. And congratulations, Cthulhu, and we'll see you here in chamber soon.
Thank you. Hello. We'll have this morning in next council meeting. Bylaw, first reading, nothing.
I don't think there was a seconder for that motion, but I'll second.
Okay. Sorry.
But we need a vote.
Yeah. Okay. Mamiana, moving too fast. I thought it was motion and carried. No. Anyway, moved by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Any comments or questions? No question, all in favor? Unanimous. And here's Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Okay, unanimous. Thank you. Motion carried. Okay, moving on to the bylaw. No first reading, no second reading, third reading. Bylaw number 1019, zoning bylaw, amendment to 25-003. Moved by Councillor Shepherd, second by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any comments and questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in house. Councillor Stevenson?
In favor.
Thank you. Unanimous. third reading bylaw number 1033, yielding bylaw amendment 25-040 for lot 438. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith and seconded by Councillor Shepherd. I was supposed to say this one before the motion that a third reading does not necessarily need a question. All in favor? Unanimous in the house. Councillor Stevenson?
In favor.
Thank you. Unanimous. HC3, bylaw number 1036. Zoning bylaw amendment 26.003A for plan 2105. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Third reading bylaw does not need a question. All in favor? Unanimous in house. Councillor Stevenson?
In favor.
Motion carried. Thank you. No old business committee report, governance and priority committee of the whole meeting number 4, Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. Just pulling up the right spot. There are a lot of recommendations tonight. I'll go through them as quickly as I can. So the committee met. The committee recommends, and I move GP 2619, that council approve a council support letter policy as presented.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any question, comment? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in house. Councillor Stevenson?
In favor.
Thank you. Councillor, sorry. Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just realized I am in conflict on the next two items as well as the very last one. So missed that earlier, sorry.
You want me to change? Okay, thank you. Last two items. Okay, back to Councillor Stevenson.
Yep, thank you, Mayor Awa. So the committee recommends, and I move GP 2620, which is to approve a land use permit as presented.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Schmitz. Any question, comments? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in house. Councillor Stevenson?
In favor.
Thank you. Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you. The committee recommends, and I move GP 2621 to approve a quarry permit application as presented.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any comments and questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in house. Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Thank you. Moving forward, one second.
Thank you.
Councillor Shepherd, have to come back. Okay, one more, Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I completely overlooked a couple pages of these recommendations earlier. So I'll be in conflict with three additional ones, 28, 29, and 30, as well as 40.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd and Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. The committee recommends, and I move GP 2622, which is to approve a land use permit application as presented.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any comments, questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in favor. Councillor Stevenson?
In favor.
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. Unanimous. Back to you, Stevenson.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. The committee recommends, and I move GP 2623 to approve a land use permit application as presented.
Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any comments or question? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in house, Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Thank you. Unanimous. Move. Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. The committee recommends, and I move GP 2624 to approve a quarry permit application as presented.
Thank you. More seconded by Councillor Kunuk. Any comments and questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in house. Councillor Stevenson?
In favor.
Thank you.
In favor.
Motion carried. Councillor Stevenson?
The committee recommends, and I move GP 2625 to approve a land use permit application as presented.
Councillor Deputy Mayor Smith, second. Any comments or questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in house, and Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Unanimous. Motion carried. Back to you, Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. The committee recommends, and I move GP 2626 to approve a land use permit application as presented.
Any seconder? Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any comments or questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in house, Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Councillor Shepherd was 28, not 27.
I just took seats with
Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. The committee recommends, and I move GP 2627 to approve quarry permit application as presented.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any comments or questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in house, Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Unanimous. Motion carried. You got 28, 29, and 30. Okay, back to you, Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. The committee recommends, and I move GP 2628 to approve a land use permit as presented.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any comments or questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in house, Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Thank you. Back to you, Councillor Stevenson.
The committee recommends, and I move GP 2629 to approve a land use permit application as presented.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any comments or questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous. Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Unanimous. Motion carried. Councillor Stevenson.
The committee recommends, and I move GP 2630 to approve a quarry permit application as presented.
Second by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any comments or question? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous. In the House, Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Thank you. We're going to move back to 31, I think. Councillor Stevenson.
Yep. Thank you, Mayor Awa. The committee recommends, and I move GP 2631 to approve the direct disposal of a lot 40 in the West 40 subdivision to the CBC at market value.
Second by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any comments or questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous. In House, Councilor Stevenson.
In favor.
Okay, unanimous. Atilo, Councilor Stevenson.
The committee recommends that I move GP 2632 to approve the survey sketch as presented.
Second by Deputy Mayor Smith. any comments or questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in House, Councilor Stevenson.
In favor.
Councilor Stevenson, the motion carried, unanimous, thank you. Back to you, Councilor Stevenson.
The committee recommends and I move GP 2633 to approve the development permit application as presented.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any comments or questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in House, Councilor Stevenson.
In favor.
Unanimous, thank you. Motion carried. Back to you, Councilor Stevenson.
The committee recommends and I move GP 2634 to approve the development permit application as presented.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any comments or questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in House, Councilor Stevenson.
In favor.
Motion carried. Unanimous. Back to you, Councilor Stevenson.
The committee recommends.
Thank you.
Move GP 2635 to approve the survey sketch and disposal of sketch lot identified as presented in the motion.
Second by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any comments or questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in House, Councilor Stevenson.
In favor.
Thank you. Back to you, Councilor Stevenson.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. The committee recommends that I move GP 2636 to approve the disposal of the survey sketch and the lot identified for an on-the-land facility as presented.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any comments or questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in House, Councilor Stevenson.
In favor.
Thank you, unanimous. Motion carried, Councilor Stevenson.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. The committee recommends that I move GP 2637 as presented for a land use permit for an on-the-land facility.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any comments or questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in House, Councilor Stevenson.
In favor.
Thank you. We have, did you mention 40 Councilor Shepherd? Thank you. Back to you, Councilor Stevenson.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. The committee recommends that I move GP 2640 to award Tom Fitzgerald Construction, the private land development agreement PLD 26001 for the expansion of Tundra Ridge.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Schmitz. Any comments or question? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in house. Councilor Severson?
In favor.
Thank you. Motion carried. Okay. Any more, Councilor Stevenson?
No, that's all from me.
Thank you. We're in the meet. Next item, 11 a.m., going to be conflict with that. I just realized I'm going to move it to Deputy Mayor Smith.
Okay, thank you. So we have some correspondence here from the Amaruk Hunters and Trappers Association for a bowhead whale hunt sponsorship request. Do we have, Councillor Shepherd, please go ahead.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I would love for the city to be involved in a project like this. You know, the bowhead hunt is not only traditionally important to the community, it also feeds a huge number of people in a very food insecure city. I would ask that perhaps we request that administration work with Amaruk to kind of finalize a recommendation to council. The request here is very open-ended. It would be good to have a conversation and determine what kind of support would be appropriate from the city. Just to have some outline brought forward on what would be feasible and reasonable that we might be able to move forward with.
Thank you for that, Councillor Shepherd. Yeah, I think like if we could get a, you know, an actual list of what they're asking for would be helpful as opposed to what we've been given here. But I would, you know, like to take the opportunity while I'm in the chair to call upon, you know, our business community and in the city to help with this event as well. You know, this is a huge event for the city. It's very impactful and makes a big difference. So I would really like to invite formally the business community to contribute towards this in any way that they can as well. Any other comments? Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Do we need a motion for that, or can administration reach out? Perfect. Thanks.
Okay, so no motion required for that one. We will move on to our last item of the evening here, which is Nunavut Research Institute, a scientific license application. Oh, I guess I can call Mayor back, or I need to call Mayor back. Sorry. Pardon me. I got two into the groove of things here. 1 second, everybody.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Another letter from Nunavut Research Institute, moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councilor Shepherd. Any comments or questions? Research license application. Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. Councilor Stevenson?
In favor.
Thank you. Remove the in-camera session tonight. We have no more in-camera. Now for the adjournment. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith. Seconded by Councilor Stevenson. All in favor? Unanimous. Councilor Stevenson.
In favor.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Have a good night, guys.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Devoici.
Hey.
Yeah. Queen to me.
Emma.
Emma.